7, I believe. We had I had a radio appearance for about 45 minutes, St. Louis Bosnian radio. Went, seems like it went really well. After that, went to lunch at the local Bosnian restaurant, well-known, large, beautiful restaurant. Also, a wedding venue, well-known in St. Louis, Garbage. But some of the same people who met the last night, they took us to lunch. A few new ones. The owner showed up, whose 30-year-old daughter passed away 30 days ago, prior to the really sad situation. And stay there at the 2 o'clock, then went to the home of the same lady where we spent the night. And it was beautiful. They gave, she gave us their her bedroom, and you know, stacked with it almost every imaginable item that you might need when you're home, but when you travel, you don't. It was beautiful. For an hour, just got ready for 4 o'clock departure, because there was an event that was from 5 until 7:30. That was a town hall meeting. A decent number of people showed up for St. Louis. St. Louis could have, for St. Louis, it could have been more, but a decent number, a beautiful venue. And it was, I enjoyed it very much. So the crowd was receptive, and then we had the questions answering. And from there, in the meantime, during the day, I got a note that the Islamic community, one of the local, is there are three, I believe, four unofficial, but three official ones, official mosques. One of them invited me. They had an event that night with two guests, and he asked me if I could be a guest as well at 7:30 p.m. So sure, just hoping to reach as many people as I can. And by the time we were done, it was 7:30, 7:40. We got into the car, went there. We were there at 8, just in time that they finished. They were finishing the prayer, and the program started. I was asked to speak first. I was not a main speaker. The main speaker was already announced, but they said if I could speak for 10, 15 minutes, I did. For question answering, they said the program is full, but perhaps after all three speakers spoke, we all spoke, and then one of the then somebody wanted to ask questions, and questions were directed to me, and then they had to stop it for dinner, and they said let's talk with Mirsad while we eat, but we had dinner prepared at the home of the lady. Some other people were supposed to come. And I thanked them, and we all left. Got there around 10:30 at night, and then more conversations. And the next morning, that was Sunday, so we had normally we have a Sunday live feed, Facebook live feed. We did that from St. Louis with the people who were our hosts and their friends, about 6-7 couples, and that was fine. After that, went to the airport, came back home. There are a lot of events happening in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I taped a 15-minute address to the audience that will be in the northwest town of Bihać. That's a region, a river Una, as we call it. They are starting with the first that constitutional first assembly, where they will elect their representatives in the larger, the board that will govern, not govern, but organize activities in the city, as well as their representatives in the, for the assembly of the larger region. I also taped a couple of other things for other events in Bosnia. Had the conversation, it's interesting, yesterday actually, I had the call from the local portal, the most, the most viewed portal in Bosnia-Herzegovina called Clicks, they asked me to address the issue of alt-right. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow.
And what's happening in the United States, in the world, and how it affects events in Bosnia-Herzegovina.
You go back to St. Louis a bit, just your reflections upon the trip. I mean, what did you accomplish, what you were hoping to accomplish, or how did it go in your view?
Well, St. Louis is very important. It's the capital of Bosnians and Herzegovinians outside of Bosnia and Herzegovina. It has probably 70,000-80,000 people from that region in St. Louis. And in that sense, it is very important to wake them up, to get them to vote. You know, last elections, 800 people from all of the United States voted. And there's probably 40,000 of those who can vote in St. Louis and didn't. So we need to wake them up. We found an ecstatic, energetic, very positive group of volunteers, about 15 or so of them, that are ready to start the process of building the network in not only in St. Louis, but in Missouri. And I think that is important. That was important for them to know that they are not alone, that we care. I think that group got re-energized, made plans how, for the future, how to proceed, some targets, how many members, how many people. But the most importantly, we defined activities to get people registered to vote. And, you know, like just like everywhere, we are acting in two ways. One, registered to vote in Bosnia, but also get engaged in the U.S. politics and vote here. Be politically active. Define your issues. Not really just issues as you as a Bosnians in Herzegovinians in United States of America, but you as an American, as Americans, engage in this community. Engage in Bosnian-Herzegovinian community in the United States and then get engaged in the country affairs. So it is really a movement to politically, to define the importance of political engagement and the care for the community and not to be the selfish thing and I'll do my own thing, somebody else will do this. No, it's not somebody else, it's you. So that's the task, and in that sense, St. Louis has been, always will be very important. Glad to have that group of volunteers. They are fantastic. Of all walks of life, different profiles, different age groups, gender, nationalities, religions. I'm really excited about the potential possibilities, but it also means that it was clear that it's a long road and tough road ahead, very clear. When you go to, you know, you go to a mosque and you have 300, 400, 500 people. I know it's a special event. But you go to this event where you talk about the future of the country and them as peoples, and it's 50, 70. It's a huge message. How to convince them that this is important for them, their families, their children. And that's why I say it's a long road ahead.
Since we're talking St. Louis specifically, but I'm sure you're hearing this other places as well, are there key reasons as to why the diaspora have not gotten involved? I mean, I'm guessing it's multi-tiered in terms of perhaps their vote's not going to count, the corruption that exists, not interest, apathy. I mean, is it a combination of those?
Right. They claim that because it is so hard to vote, it's hard to register, you have to travel to Bosnia, get your license, get your personal ID, not personal ID, your ID. Basically, it's not a driver license, but in Bosnia, there is a driver license, but there's also an ID card, and you have to get an ID card. and then you registered for voting. You could also do it by going to the closest consulate within the embassy of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the United States and get the Bosnian passport and then register. But these are all trips, and none of them are easy. You go to Bosnia, it's expensive. You go to D.C. or Chicago, of course it's expensive, and you don't know when you can come, if the person is there, is it open, is it closed, and they are not really the most effective people in the world. Then, even when you register, and then when you have the documentation, you request the registration package, which may or may not arrive. Then you fill it out. You send it back. It doesn't mean it's going to arrive. Or if it arrives, then it's going to be accepted. Even if it's accepted, it's going to be entered into the system because of the corruption, politics, and so on. Fraud, electoral fraud, pure and simple. And then, even when all of that is done, and the question is, will you get the ballot? Even if you register, then you're in the system, ballot often doesn't arrive. Or arrives to the wrong address, or 500 arrive to one address. Then you fill it up. Then you send it. It's a question if it's going to arrive. If it arrives, it's going to be counted. Or it's going to be declared invalid for some reason. Or somebody will add another cross, and then that will be invalid. Therefore, the last election, out of 95,000... or so that arrived and counted. I don't know how many were sent, but all those counted. 27 or so thousand were found to be invalid. So that's one reason. The diaspora knows that people there don't want them to vote because they cannot be controlled. Electronic voting, huge difference. Electronic voting means Bosnia and Herzegovina is a different country overnight. All of those crooks would go away. But they control the process, they control everything. So what do you do? So that's one thing. At the same time, Bosnia-Herzegovina, the government, has shown year over year that they don't really care about diaspora. They want diaspora money, but no influence, no advices, no ideas, nothing. Not even investment. Just stay there. Just stay away. Send us your money. 20% of all the proceeds or gross domestic product comes from diaspora. It's huge. And so I think if diaspora closes that channel, we have huge social issues. I think we will have social unrests because people would not be able to survive. So in addition, people from diaspora have become materialists. They got into the American way of life, work and get more money and whatever you do with money, buy more houses, buy more trucks, buy whatever, more property. And therefore, the idea is, nothing can be done, nothing can be fixed. They are who they are. I'll turn it to myself. And when you see, there are people who are those music stars who come, stars with big quotation marks around them, who come to sing to diaspora to have a concert, whether it's going to be 200, 300 people or 3,000. Some of them are totally unknown, we have beautiful music. But this new style, this is really the lowest of the low. And you have to listen to the text, to the lyrics. It's unbelievable. That's what our young people listen to and these days. And it's almost like an intentional dumbing down of the population, from the quality of the programming on TV to the quality of journalistic expression to the entertainment. It's dumbing down on the population. But I cannot blame them. It's happening everywhere. In the U.S., it's the same thing. Just all these reality shows. Come on, give me a break. Any value out of that, societal, other than diminishing moral fabric of the society? So that's what we're happening. what's happening is with the diaspora. They are losing themselves, their identity. They are losing interest in the country. At the same time, they are very well educated, well off financially. Learn the best and the worst of the society they are in. They have the key for the change in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And I believe then it's going to be very hard to make a wholesale change in Bosnia-Herzegovina without the young, without the diaspora, and without the women. Three categories that have not been voting in proportion to their numbers compared to the rest. And that's our task, to get all three categories to move, get up, because they can. They are tremendously resourceful, can be very powerful. They have not been affected as much by the corruptive processes in the country. And I look to those three as the potential levers or levers for change in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
What, I know it's not an easy solution, but is there a common denominator of sorts to try to resolve this? How do you get them engaged to be part of the process?
Yeah, I don't think I've found the way yet. My message is that that the key problem for all of Bosnia-Herzegovina is that the system of values has been screwed up for a while now. And that we have to make that change in our collective system of values. But the key message is that that simply means collective means a collection of individuals. And we cannot change the society until and unless we change ourselves. So the key message is it's our fault. It's your fault, it's my fault. How about we change ourselves? We can do that today. It's hard work, I know, but let's be honest and accept the fact that we haven't done much. I know it's hard to vote, but 850 people out of 120,000 in the United States, come on. And so that's it. But I'm looking for slogans that will basically compress the whole movement in 2, 3, 4, 5 words. And, you know, whatever you think of Donald Trump, that make America great again, whatever that means, means different things to different people, but it captured the imagination of people. It basically, it conveyed a set of values that they wanted, whatever that means again. And I know that Reagan was the one who said it first, we'll make America great again. But Donald Trump turned it into a slogan and something you put on your hat or your bumper sticker. But when you say that, some people cringe and some people say, yeah, that's exactly what we want. The communists in Yugoslavia had two phrases, brotherhood and unity, and death to fascism and freedom to the people. You knew exactly what it was about. I'm looking for a phrase that would really capture what this is about. And it has to be around integrity, moral, system of values. But it has to be said in a way that everybody will understand immediately. Say, yeah, I have to get up. I have to make my contribution. It's up to me. It's not up to others. It's up to me. I'm looking for that, basically to put the responsibility squarely on the shoulders of every individual, including myself, so that they know when they don't do it, there's a consequence. The country as it is. And if you're happy with it, perfect. You already live in heaven. It's cool. Yeah.
Because of your outreach both in Europe and here in the United States. I presume there are similarities with the challenges, but is it even more of an uphill challenge here in the U.S. than it is in, say, Switzerland, Sweden, those types of things?
I would say it is harder in the United States of America just because the distance is greater, physical distance is greater. See, people in Austria, for example, they can sit in the car 7, 8, 10 hours. They are in Bosnia. And it costs them 200 euros. For us, you have to plan, buy a ticket. It's 24 hours. It cannot do it over the weekend. And the set of a connection is weaker. There's a big ocean between us. And even people from Germany, from Switzerland, they sit in the car and drive and go. And it's a decision of a moment. And they are closer to Bosnia-Herzegovina. They, in terms of even sense of, oh, I am there still, and sense of responsibility. But one thing that is related to diaspora, and it's that what I mentioned about the interview with the Clicks, the portal, about the question of alt-right. Very interesting, because we don't even know, but the alt-right people in the United States have been engaging similarly minded people throughout the world, trying to establish this worldwide movement. And they're helping promote their cause through different countries, Hungary, Poland, others. They were in Bosnia. They talked to people in Republika Srpska. They were in Serbia and Croatia. What's happening in the United States is affecting events in Bosnia and Herzegovina, even at that level. So when I talk to people of Bosnia who live in the United States, I need to emphasize the fact that they need to know that even political battle here reflects itself in what is happening, going to happen in Bosnia-Herzegovina. So if you want wonderful, great society in Bosnia-Herzegovina, try to create one here, because it's going to have ripple effect. And ripples from the United States of America are much bigger than the ones from a small country somewhere else.
In terms of outreach in the U.S., we know getting established, Charlotte, St. Louis, Chicago, any other key cities that you're looking at right now?
Well, what we need to do is, so Atlanta is starting, but it has its fits and starts. And so right now it's Atlanta, Charlotte, St. Louis. Chicago is coming up. Big cities still would be Phoenix, Jacksonville, New York, San Francisco, San Jose area, Los Angeles. There's still a lot of people in Cleveland, I believe, but there's the old immigration, not the new. Kent, Bowling Green has a large population. Grand Rapids in Michigan, they have a large population as well. There are cities where we could be: Utica, New York. Yeah. But we have to have, Canada is starting. We have to, I know it's not the United States, but it's in North America continent. What we are waiting for is people who will volunteer, those who are members, and say, I would like to help organize. There are some who actually got mad at me. I establish a initial coordinator in a certain city, in a certain country. And the friends that I did not even know are in the same city, they had no idea, get mad at me because they say, why that person, why not me? And the simple answer is, well, that person said, can I? And you didn't. And I don't want to ask. Bosnians are known for waiting to be asked. And I don't like that for the following reason. When you ask them, then they go out and tell everybody, oh, Mishad asked me to do this. And then suddenly then the expectations, oh, I need to get something as a reward for this. I can set conditions. And I don't want that. Basically, you come into this with no conditions, no preconditions. You come here to give, not to take. And all of those who are waiting to be asked have to know that they will not be asked. And if they think that this is their battle, they're welcome to join. They're invited to join on their own whenever they are ready. But they will not be asked to join. Nobody. Ever.